But first, yesterday on the Rumour File, a contributor called Karma told us that a person attending a suburban court unfortunately dropped their car keys outside the police station next door to the court. A passing miscreant has seen this and pounced, stealing the vehicle and making a clean getaway. Senior Constable Paul Follett from Frankston Uniform Branch joins us. Senior Constable, good morning to you.
G'day, boys. Thanks for having me.
No worries at all. Tell us what happened.
Essentially what you've been given is pretty much correct. Member of the public's near the police station area. At some point, we're not certain where, has dropped their keys. And, some criminal, we believe, has picked them up and probably followed the member of the public to their car when they've gone to check on it. And when they've left it again, has swooped in and stolen it.
Righto. So what you do... Well, I guess we have been surprised in the past, Senior Constable, because, for example, I think it was last year that someone saw a young child walking down the street and thought, that's not right. That child should not be, is of an age where they shouldn't be walking down the street. So they pulled their car over and went to check with the kid they were okay, at which point an opportunist walking past jumped in the car and drove it away. I guess at least with an opportunistic crime at Frankston Magistrates Court, there is a greater chance that there might be someone capable of doing that in the vicinity.
Yeah, that's correct. It's obviously, if you drop your keys somewhere, we'd like to think that someone's going to hand them in, but we know the world we live in that there's people out there that won't do that, and they're going to swoop and do the wrong thing.
Senior Counsel, also the thing that occurs to me, if the court is next to the police station, there'd be a fair amount of CCTV, would there not?
Yeah, affirmative. We've got a suspect, a male suspect, who we think could help us with our inquiry. So his image was going around the local media and Crime Stoppers.
Is he known to you, Senior Constable?
We haven't identified this male yet, so we'd be certainly hoping the members of the public, people out there, can give us a hand with that. So that image will be coming out, I believe, sometime today. So,
okay. What sort of car was it that was stolen?
So it's a 2002 blue Commodore sedan. Registration was 1ML3LU. So pretty common car, but if people can look out for that, that'd be great.
And that'll be going up on vicpolicenews.com.au some stage today, that CCTV that you've got. I gently dip my toe in the waters here, Senior Constable, and you just play as straight a bat as you like. Do you have any idea why the person whose car was stolen, why they were in the court vicinity?
I can't say. Look, we don't know if it was directly at the court or close to the police station where the keys were lost, but no, I can't say exactly what the victim was doing in the area.
No worries at all.
It could have been a person who had to attend court, or it could have been his barrister.
Could have been a magistrate.
Could have been a magistrate.
Senior Constable, where's your team going to finish on the ladder this year?
One better than last year, I'm hoping. Pies man, so I don't think I can cope with that again. Probably one better or not make it at all, because I don't think I can deal with that.
Good on you. Nice to chat with you.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Crime Stoppers, 1-800-333-000. They got footage of the bloke who'd done the pinching. Not bad, is it? For example, I'm walking down the street with you, we're strangers, and you drop your car keys out of your pocket and say, I'm going to follow this bloke until he gets to wherever his car is,
and
then he's going to go, where are my keys, and he's going to go and either make a phone call or go and do something, and the moment he leaves, I've got to stop his car, hop in his car and drive it away.
Yeah, well, naturally, that's what you do, isn't it? If I was walking down the street and dropped my keys, it'd probably be a sign.